I had a perfectly delightful lunch the other day at Bistro on Park Avenue, which of course is not actually on Park Avenue, but rather off the street in the charming Hidden Gardens. Its out-of-sight location probably keeps it out of mind for a lot of people looking for a good place to eat. But Bistro on Park Avenue is worth remembering. As many longtime residents of the area know, this location was for many years home to Maison de Crepe, or as I like to refer to it, the House of Pancakes. One of the owners of Bistro says that so many people associated the restaurant with crepes that they finally gave in and put some on the menu. Crepes have never been one of my go-to menu items, but I very much like the one my lunch companion ordered. Instead of a delicate, lacy thing, this crepe had substance, and the filling of chicken, spinach, and sun-dried tomatoes in velvety sauce was quite nice. I had the Reuben sandwich, which featured plenty of corned beef cooked in-house, on toasted marble rye bread and sauerkraut with melted Swiss cheese. Nicely done. For an appetizer, we nibbled on the shrimp and grits and a spicy house-made tomato gravy ladled over jalapeno-infused grits. More often than not these days, I pass on dessert. I try to choose my daily allotment of calories wisely, but I couldn't pass up the carrot cake, which, like all the desserts here, is made in-house. If this carrot cake had been any moister, I would have had to eat it with a spoon, and the cream cheese icing was, well, the icing on the cake. I would gladly spend a couple of extra hours at the gym to have that one again. I always enjoy sitting in the solarium space. It gives you the feeling of sitting outside without the feeling of sitting outside, if you know what I mean. I was glad to make a return visit to the Bistro on Park Avenue. I'm sure you would enjoy it too.